Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Let's do it.
Crazy down at the Big E. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console in Montreal. We've got Bonnie down in Westminster, Maryland at Liberty Works trying to figure out the ISDN connection. And here we are at the Big E down at Springfield, Maryland. I'm here with Stephen Pickford.
Springfield, Massachusetts. Maryland is where Liberty Works really is.
Yeah, Mass. I'm confused. Manny's out in the crowd, you know?
Whenever you see Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, people just stop and stare in bewilderment and applaud and get down on their knees and thank him for all he has done.
Hey, guys, take it easy now. Take it easy.
It's like the parting of the Red Sea. Look at the space they're giving Manny.
Yeah.
Must have something to do with the deodorant. I don't know. Anyway.
It's a beautiful day here in Springfield at the Big E, looking at the main street of action and people walking by us here at the gazebo. Sun shining. It's the first Saturday of the official start of the autumn season, and it's become a autumn tradition, the Big E. And joining us now is Noreen Tassinari, Director of Marketing for the Big E here in Springfield. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to have you with us.
You got to move a little closer to the mic there.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know, this is actually West Springfield, very important to the town of West Springfield.
The
Big E takes place in West Springfield.
West Springfield. Actually, I was looking here, 78 years ago, September 19, 1921, a very famous station broadcast from here. I mean, everyone will be in awe in Montreal that we're on the same side as
Hold on to your heart. Hold on to your heart, Brian Kinnamy.
WBZ. Now we're on WBZ-B in Raleigh, North Carolina. So what goes around comes around.
Yep, definitely.
So tell us a little bit more about the Big E, what it is about and what is going on this year.
Sure. Well, we are the sixth largest fair in North America. We have about 1 million people that come during our 17-day run. We're right smack in the middle, in fact. We reached the midpoint at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so we kind of count the days, but we had kind of an interesting start with the hurricane that came up the coast that hit the day before the fair opened, but the sun is shining, it's absolutely wonderful, and we've got a fabulous fair this year. Our highlight, one of our premier exhibits, is a replica of the White House. Have you seen that yet, guys?
Brought to you by Sears, as I understand.
It is sponsored by Sears, absolutely, yeah. And it's a 60-foot by 20-foot replica of the Clinton White House. You can peer in each little room that is decorated as it currently exists within the Clinton administration, and we say that you see more of this White House than if you were to go to Washington, D.C.
So, and take one of those tours where you line up for those tickets and you're whisked through a few pre-selected rooms.
That's right, you see it all.
Oh, that should be something to behold as well. Take us on a little bit of a tour. If you walk in the main gate, we're here by gate number 4, by the executive offices, the administration building. What would you recommend a first-time visitor to see as they stroll around?
Well, you're entering gate 4, and directly in front of you is our Mohegan Sun stage, where we have a wonderful array of entertainment that's offered free for our fairgoers. And tonight and this afternoon, we're hosting Johnny Rivers.
Yeah, we heard about that. Yeah.
Oh, he's wonderful, and he's doing 2 shows. And then tomorrow, we have Dina Carter, and then we end our final weekend with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Trisha Yearwood on our final day. But I would recommend that people veer off to the right and head into 2 very unique and interesting areas of the fairgrounds. One is called the Avenue of States.
Yes.
And if you like to eat, you can eat your way through the entire New England region from state to state. Each on the avenue, we have buildings that represent the original state capitals. They're actual replicas of the original state capital. And the building, the land, and the land was deeded to each of the New England states back in the in the 1920s. And they built a building, and it is state property. So you are literally walking through each of the 6 New England states while remaining here in West Springfield.
They're protected by state troopers. They've come in with their official uniforms and their official state vehicles to protect their state land.
Well, I don't know if they're protecting per se, but they do some demonstrations. And we say in Vermont, for instance, more people go through the Vermont building than live in the entire state of Vermont. So
Well, so something could be said for Maine. About 600 people live there, but they got 4,000 people lined up for their potatoes.
Oh, there was big line for the food specialties of each state. You walk through, and the smells, the sights, the sounds, it's just as if you were visiting that state per se.
That is true, and the foods and all of the recreational areas within that given state, and you really do get a sense of the flavor of each particular state when you're in the building, the smells and the sights. You can get your highway maps, very important. You have to update those every year, as you know.
Yep.
And another area that's is especially interesting is Storyton Village Museum, and I know you're going to be talking a little later on to Dennis Picard, who heads that museum up, and it's a replica. It's a 19th century reconstructed New England village. Very pretty area of the Fairlands. It's quite and quaint amongst the hustle bustle.
You get that whole feel of New England here, or looking down Main Street and the craft shops, the buildings. Hey, it's just a sight to behold, and we'll be talking more about Storyton Village and different other attractions here at the Big E and around New England. Sometimes you have to get around the province of Quebec for business, and that means Air Montreal. 631-2111, toll free, 888-631-2111. There's no airport improvement fee to pay with Air Montreal. You leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval to business centers like Bagotville, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Baie-Comeau. Reserve today, fly tomorrow. No need to reserve 14 days in advance. Stay a Saturday night. Air Montreal, 888-631-2111.
And following the break, we will be picking up Mr. New England himself over there on mic, standing next to Richard, Mr. Manny Witt, and we'll have a considerable fanfare for him. In the meantime, Chad, let's roll the break.
I'd like to see the coyote grow. I'd like to see Knievel blown to bits. I'd like to see Rex Humber lay his hands upon Maud Amy. But I'd love to see that Dolly Parton.
CIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Are they naked? Are they bare? Hi, this is Peter Goldberg from Bouclair. If you're decorating your windows, until Sunday, save 50% off all drapery hardware with your drapery purchase. That's right, 50% off all drapery hardware. Details in store. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Golfers, the final event for the Chrysler AM 600 Club Golf Tour 99, September 27th and 28th at the ever-popular Atlantide on Île Perrot, is sold out. Registered players will surely enjoy another fabulous golfing day with the exciting grand prize draw set for the 28th. Too late to join? Don't put your golf clubs away just yet. Backed by popular demand and thanks to non-stop great weather, we've booked yet another swinging event. Underway October 6th at the fabulous Le Victorien. An air sponge presentation.
Just $69 for a round of golf with electric cart, a great dinner, plus your chance to win over $60,000 in fabulous trips and prizes from
Coors Light and Golf USA.
You may even score a golf getaway to Mont Saint Anne, courtesy of Sportback Tours. Don't delay.
Register now. Call 334-GOLF. That's 334-4653.
Official Chrysler Q92 Club Golf Tour vans provided by Jean Talon Chrysler Jeep. Golf Tour staff outfitted by Columbia.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And two for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. Three to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And four to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCary in Ville-Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99. Notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Are they naked? Are they bare? Hi, this is Peter Goldberg from Bouclair. If you're decorating your windows, until Sunday, save 50% off all drapery hardware with your drapery purchase. That's right, 50% off all drapery hardware. Details in store. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Man's getting into it. The guy looks like Ray Baca with more hair.
The sights and sounds you see coming to you from
Welcome back to Travel World, back here at the Big E down in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes, get it right this time. You read your press kit, Willem. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, yes. With Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad back home. We're still trying to get Bonnie from Maryland on the line. I wonder if she's chickening out of that one.
Every time she hears you, she says, no.
Well, she's afraid of what we might do. Us? Nah, we don't have a reputation.
Anyway, talking here today with Noreen Tassinari, Director of Marketing for the Big E in Springfield, which is a five and a half hours drive from Montreal, and within 4 hours or so, pretty well, of every point in New England, the crossroads of New England, Interstate 91 and Massachusetts Turnpike. Get here as well through Hartford Airport, around 30 minutes south, with flights from U.S. Airways Express and Southwest Airlines, offering inexpensive travel opportunities into the Pioneer Valley.
That's right. Hope everybody can come down to see us.
And, of course, we were talking earlier about special attractions over on Avenue of the States. Where are we not, Noreen?
Yes, we certainly were. And, you know, I think we're going to consider erecting a brand new building on the Avenue of States, and it's the Manny Whit Museum, a tribute to Mr. New England.
Yes, the Viceroy of Vermont.
You guys are just too much. Listen, I'm here in West Springfield, and I got to tell you, hundreds of thousands of people here, and nothing like this in Canada at all. Really, it's something, Noreen said it all, it's amazing. I just grabbed some of the attendees.
Manny, you got to put it closer to the antenna here.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yep, got it.
Hey, you want to come closer? Your name?
My name is Roland from Boston.
From Boston! Boston, in Boston. How long did it take you to get here?
Oh, it takes a little more than an hour on the Mass Pike coming into Boston.
An hour. That's about 200 miles an hour, isn't it?
Excuse me?
That's about 200 miles an hour.
That's 200 miles an hour?
No, if you hang around that 65 miles per hour speed limit there, you'll get here within an hour and a half.
I see.
How many times?
I guess people...
This is like my 10th year.
So, people... my sixth year in the field.
Sixth year in the field. I think Manny's got to move a little closer.
Okay, we're coming closer.
Stupid Mike.
Want to bring your friend up and we can talk to him? And
yeah.
There's a gentleman here that works at Fenway Park.
Fenway!
Let's have a lot of things in common that we can talk about.
Yeah, still we got all kinds of cutouts.
Phenomenal place. Okay. You work at Fenway Park. What's your name, sir?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel. What do you do at Fenway? Catch the balls?
No, I work in a souvenir store.
Okay, there we go.
And well, any interesting stories about this souvenir shop?
Well, the biggest souvenir store in the country.
Uh-huh, and? Well, tell us, you know, any interesting people come there? Or I mean, it's the Boston Red Sox we're crying out loud. I mean,
yeah,
any some young ladies show up, want some souvenirs, offer you anything special?
Not really. We have, like, players like Roger Clemens come in every once in a while.
Okay.
Mark Garcia Parra.
Yeah. Well, see, this would be a story that Chad would be interested in, of course.
Well, you were walking around yesterday in the Better Living building, and
yes,
a certain sign sprung out at Willem. He noticed it from rows and rows away.
Was it the sign that said free or the sign that said massage?
I think putting those two words together totally caught your attention.
Well, of course, Chad is the massage king of Montreal, so we had to investigate.
And the other thing we were talking about, well, as we were saying, going down the Avenue of the States last night, particularly when it was lit up at night, you didn't think you were on a fairground large area. You really thought you were in small-town New England. The buildings are out of built traditional style. They are replicas of their state house buildings.
The original state capital of each of the six New England states.
Oh, beautiful sight with the New England brick. I'm looking here at a church steeple ahead of me. That's the part of Storden Village.
It sure is. The meeting house.
The meeting house. And Dennis Picard is the director of the Storden Village Museum, which is the Biggie's 19th century New England village.
We're putting you on the air.
We're going to put you on the air and ask a few questions about Storden Village. Very nice area to walk around with the crafts and their artisans creating furniture and
tools right
from the 19th century.
Yeah, the late 18th and early 19th century.
Welcome to Travel World, Dennis.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, were these buildings... where did they come from originally?
The buildings in Storken Village.
Yeah,
we got
a volunteer here.
Right here.
A volunteer. All right.
A volunteer.
Another victim.
What's your name?
Kim.
Kim from
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Don't tell me your last name is Bickerdike.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half drive from Rhode Island.
Who's the guy in the purple suit?
The guy in the.
That's the New England equivalent of Ray Baca from Honolulu.
Oh.
He's of course the mechanical man. We'll be interviewing him soon.
So Dennis, tell us where these buildings, were they all from one particular town or did
No, they're actually from different towns in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and they were collected between 1927 and 1930 to create our little village over there.
Mechanical man's not supposed to.
Walking around the square, the people are in period costumes.
Correct, yep.
What type of crafts are they representing?
Well, we've got a hat maker, we've got a carver who does bowls and different types of trainware, as it was called, that you'd use in your kitchen. We have a broom maker, a gentleman that demonstrates different types of antique tools that folks might have hanging around in their sheds and barns and maybe wondered what they were used for at one time or another.
I saw the people lining up to watch the exhibits. It's very hands-on. They'll bring up somebody from the crowd to...
Oh, sure. Give them a hand, maybe try something out, see
that's
how...
That's what we wish that
well
massage exhibit was about, hands-on.
Just, they're on cold metal, though. That's the difference.
You can walk through these buildings as well.
Exactly, yeah, and be able to see some of the things that go on inside, like spinning and weaving and fireplace cooking and some of those old types of activities, domestic activities.
So you can really get that total New England experience without going to particular corners.
Exactly. After you see the Avenue of States and see the individual states and what they're like today, you can travel back in time just in a few steps.
It gives that a whole different dimension to being here, because you think of a state fair or state exhibition and you find there's lots of places to eat. I mean, we had a great roast beef sandwich just before going on the air, and you have those other traditional exhibits in agriculture and the Midway, but you go to different state fairs around the country and sometimes they don't really recreate what the area is about or that traditional image
of
their area.
Yeah, you know, the old saying about we don't know where we can go until we find out where we came from, and you can find it out right here in a nice, enjoyable, friendly way, and maybe learn something through osmosis, if nothing else.
Particularly during this time of the year, because the autumn draws so many visitors to the New England states. If you didn't get a hotel room in parts of Vermont or New Hampshire months ago, you'd be hard-pressed to find a hotel accommodation.
That's right.
Particularly on the weekend, but it draws people in. They can get that experience and beautiful weather.
And come see lots of things that you, as you say, you couldn't just in one stop. And we are actually at Storton Village here year-round, so we, as a museum, do things throughout the rest of the year also.
So visitors to Springfield and the Hartford area, when they come in, be it at month of April or what have you.
Come and visit us, absolutely.
They can visit.
I mean, this is probably one of the best times to come, but sure, if you happen not to be able to make it now, come and see us another time, too.
Well, I certainly recommend that to our listeners. And now another attraction at the Big E is Randy Burns, the mechanical man.
The mechanical man in the purple suit.
Walk
come on
around
in, you're on.
He's a walk-around entertainer since 1990. Was it 1990 that I first went on the air in Montreal? So lots of things happened in 1990.
You bet, and of course, he's not a mime, so at least we'll be able to talk to him, and he's not being assaulted for being a mime.
Nothing like having a mime show on the radio. We could just have him go on for half an hour and not have to say anything ourselves.
Well, look at that, Steve. There's a man with a very large camera.
I had six people ask me, who is he?
I haven't the foggiest who this guy is, but he's not Japanese.
He just walked right up and said, who are you? What made you, what exactly is the Mechanical Man?
The Mechanical Man is a robot impersonator. That kind of breaks it right down to two words. Now, you may have seen
Robot
Shields.
And impersonator.
Shields and Yarnell, you might have heard of
yes,
them back
of
in the
course.
70s, the husband and wife mime team.
Yes.
Well, they were famous for being the Clinkers.
Yes, I remember the Clinkers.
Remember the Clinkers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're old.
And it shows our age. We still laugh at the same dumb commercials, like the cavity creeps. Remember? We make holes in sheep.
We're the target audience for jamming oldies.
Yeah, which CIQC will become after the news radio was a big flop.
Well, at least I'm not sweating to the oldies. So I've modeled my work after what they've done, and I do a comedy interactive robot show. And I interact with people as a robot. They come over, and I kiss ladies on the hand, and I take my handkerchief out and wipe guys' sunglasses off, and just let them play with me as they would a real robot. Someday we will have robots like this, but right now they have to do with me.
They have to. But why did what ever give you the idea?
Oh, that's easy. The idea. I was a starving actor. I had no job. I was a starving actor in L.A., and I needed to survive. I had to eat, and I found a job doing this in Long Beach, California, where I was on the Queen Mary, and I performed this 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for $5 an hour. What's that?
Did the king mind?
Do you just do it this time of the year here in Springfield, or do you tour around to other state fairs?
Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I perform at the Excalibur Hotel every night but Monday, so come on down. I do two shows
in.
A night there.
Well, the Excalibur has a very, very nice dining room, as I remember.
Yes, they do.
Fine dining.
Yes, they do. And I'm there through the winter and the spring, but other than that, I perform all over the world. Just travel, send me the contract, folks. I'll show up.
Weren't you just at the Champlain Valley Fair?
I was at the Champlain Valley Fair, yes, just before this.
That's another one of the fairs. We're at all these exhibitions.
I got to tell you, him and me and all of us, we do exactly the same thing. We're all starving for a living here.
Just going around from fair to fair. And
although Manny is considerably higher profile, of course, being the Messiah of Massachusetts.
Yes, the Regent of Rhode Island, the Count of Connecticut, the Nobleman of New Hampshire, the Master of Maine, and the Viceroy of Vermont. Today,
paychecks in the mail.
Today is Vermont Day here at the Big E, and we heard that Governor Howard Dean will be here later to present Manny with his personalized copy of the new state song, Ode to Manny.
Manny, Manny Wit, oh Manny Wit.
Coming up to 11:30 Eastern Time, and time to start thinking about lunch, time to start thinking about Pizza Donini, 383, 6000, real great pizza and a whole lot more, oven fresh, piping hot at your door, 383, 6000, Pizza Donini.
Chad, roll the break.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
DIQC, Montreal.
A face you'll come to recognize. A sharp mind, honed by intensive and ongoing insurance and financial training. Shoulders broadened by one of the continent's most powerful insurance companies. Legs that are capable of going the distance for you. And a firm handshake that comes naturally to someone who delivers personalized attention. That's your neighborhood Allstate agent. A professional backed by the strength of Allstate. Someone who's always there for you. With customized car and home insurance products, a 24-hour continent-wide claim service that's one of the best in the business, and up to 20% savings with Allstate's competitive Advantage plans. Find your Allstate agent by calling 1-800-ALLSTATE or by visiting our website at allstate.ca. With a professional Allstate agent, you're more than insured, you're assured that you're in good hands.
Happy Saturday to you. I'm Lita Polson, broadcasting from Bowie Mountain, St. Charles, court of the Transcanada in Kirkland. Nice of everybody to drop by. If you have never been to Bowie Mountain, I think it's time today. It's a beautiful day to take a drive, bring the whole family, spacious stores for you. We've got furniture, household appliances, electronics, all under one roof, and the best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. In home appliances, we have a Whirlpool promotion going on with instant rebates. Take advantage of $25 to $60 instant rebates on select model Whirlpool appliances. This offer ends on October 19th. So drop on by the GE promotion. Scratch and win every time you get a chance to win your purchase to the value of $1,500 or a GE Handy Height Profile Refrigerator or $20, $30, $50, or $100 in cash for the purchase of selected models of GE appliances. This offer also ends October 12th, so check it out. And the Frigidaire promotion continues too with instant rebates. Up to $95 instant rebates with the purchase of three select model Frigidaire Professional Series appliances, range, refrigerator, dishwasher, sold on the same invoice. Check it all out at Bois-Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
The smart ones know the score. The really smart ones know scores. Home to Super Chicken and Ribs and the best lunch deals like the Chef Special. For just $3.99, a delicious barbecue chicken leg or breast, plus pasta of the day or mashed potatoes, sauce and veggies. Yours 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week, but not forever. So hurry to the scores near you. 8 locations including Dorval Shopping Center on St. John, St. Martin West in Laval, Sherbrooke East near the Big O, and now on Newman east of Dollard in LaSalle. Score big at Scores.
Come celebrate with us. It's the 30th anniversary at every Jean Coutu. You'll find it all, great prices too. It's our way of saying thank you.
You'll find it all in your 30th anniversary Jean Coutu flyer. Dove soap, 8 135-gram bars for $8.99. Javex bleach, 3.6 liters, just 77 cents. Let's celebrate.
At Jean Coutu, you'll find it all, even a friend.
Fabricville presents the Sewing Odyssey 2000. Not just a sale, but a mega flyer event. Fabricville invites elite members to experience the real deals, like new fall suitings at just $4.99 a meter, fashion lining at 3 meters for $5, corduroy, fleece, polyesters, you name it, all drastically reduced. Plus, sign up for the new Elite 2000 discount card and get the rest of $19.99 free. Fabricville's Sewing Odyssey 2000. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this is the ultimate sales event. Hurry, last week at Fabricville.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World, everybody. Willem Back is Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad in Montreal, the original Hellraisers down here in Springfield, Mass.
Everywhere we go, a little thing of hell is our trademark.
That's for sure. We, of course, we've got the nobleman of New Hampshire out in the crowd interviewing somebody. Mr. Manny Witt himself. Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Manny Witt. Does more for New
thousands
England.
Thousands and thousands of people here. What can I tell you guys?
They're parting the Red Sea for you.
It's New England, by the way. I have a nice lady here from...
Maine.
What's where in Maine?
Augusta, Maine.
Augusta, Maine. And how many years have you been to the Big E?
Too many.
Too many years. How many years? The fair has been on for 78 years.
About 20.
20 years she's been to the Big E. So this is the place to be. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing like it in Canada.
Definitely.
No, sir. That's what
no,
she said.
Sir.
No, sir. Never been to Canada. Never been to Canada.
Well, Manny's going to fix that. Manny
right,
fixes
we'll
everything.
We'll fix everything.
He does everything to promote cross-border tourism and cooperation and understanding. Some of the people that he works with include tourism interests from various New England states, and joining us now is a representative from the Maine Office of Tourism.
Well, yeah. if she actually steps up to the mic.
Thank you very much.
We can. It's a long intro. Welcome to Travel World, Kathy.
Maine Tourism Association.
Maine Tourism Association. Greetings from the Pine Tree State.
Welcome. She's our Maine lady.
I saw that you came in with a Poland Spring water, and I think every time I think of Poland Spring water, we do actually think of Cynthia Fodor, our Midwest bureau chief out in Des Moines, because she used to anchor the news at WMTW in Poland Spring, Maine. So there's always the nebulous connection. If I don't go through a show with a nebulous connection, connecting two things that nobody would ever think went together, that would be it.
Poland Spring water, the purest water you'll ever, ever drink, right from the mountains and the mountain streams.
Now, Canadian visitors continue to go to Maine. This is a busy season as well because people are going up for fall foliage. There are other attractions during the autumn season and even the winter season which could attract visitors from Canada and the United States.
That's right. You know, we have wonderful coastal activities. By no means does the coast roll its sidewalks up when it comes to winter. Cross-country skiing is fantastic on the coast. There certainly is island traveling, and of course not to forget the mountains and the beautiful mountains of Maine, small mountains, large mountains. Of course, we house Sugarloaf and we house Sunday River, two of the biggest mountains in Northeast.
There's good skiing in Maine. There's even, I was looking through the Maine exhibit on the Avenue of the States, and you have the moose hunting, and I know nobody would think moose hunting expeditions.
That's right. Moose hunting is very, very popular. As a matter of fact, if you go into any of the information centers, probably the most often asked question is, where can I go see a moose today at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
That's not like Mike Brunowitz flying Air Montreal up to Chicoutimi for dates.
You're funny.
Be that as it may, we've got Rhode Island coming
Rhode
up.
Island
Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Another state, one of the New England states, exhibiting here at the Big E in Springfield over these 2 weeks. The autumn tradition continues.
Mark, Rhode Island is, there's roads, but there's no island.
Yes, actually, Rhode Island, it has an official island with the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, and where you can come down and see beautiful Newport, that's on Rhode Island.
I see.
How did it get the name Island in the first place?
How did they get the name? It was Verrazano, actually, in 1524, who was an Italian explorer hired by France, and he came upon an isle about the size of Rhodes. And it is that indication that we have Anne Hutchinson and William Cogtrall used in 1636 to name our state.
It's one of those overlooked states. People always go to Vermont or Massachusetts, but Rhode Island, in its compactness, Providence has done a lot over the past 6-7 years to really revitalize itself as well.
We are very pleased with what's happening in Providence, and Waterfire takes place throughout the season, and it's drawing people from all over the world.
We are taking 12 travel agents from Ontario to Providence in 2 weeks to see the Waterfire.
Ooh,
that is something to see. You've never seen anything like it before in your life.
I wonder about water fire. I mean, you think about setting fire to water. I thought only
Cleveland. Could do
you
think
that.
It's a media tour to Cleveland.
It's logs.
There are beautiful set fires in cauldrons that are throughout the Providence River.
Wow.
And there's music playing. It's a very peaceful event. We have a wonderful gondola. Thousands of people enjoy this event. There's
singing
no
songs?
Charge. There's, well, sure, they're singing. They're bopping
Johnny
to the
hands,
music.
Singing Kumbaya.
We're just...
or playing Jam and Oldies.
Along our new river walks throughout the city. And, of course, along with the historic architecture that the city has been famous for over 300 years, we're very pleased to invite all you wonderful Canadians.
We got to move on to New Hampshire, home of Seabrook, with our favorite sweet tarts of Seabrook.
Hampton Beach. We got to remember Bob Hoole, Hampton Beach.
Yeah, Bob Hoole and Hampton Beach. Welcome, New Hampshire.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So tell us more about Seabrook.
Well, we don't want to talk about Seabrook today. I think what we want to talk about is fall and the foliage, because nobody's talked about that yet. And this is best time of year, actually, to head down to New Hampshire if you're coming from Canada, or up if you're from one of these other stations I know you're broadcasting from. New Hampshire, well known for covered bridges and some scenic drives, get off the highway and see the back roads.
There are a lot of areas in New Hampshire, particularly the southwest corner
Thank
around Keene, the Monadnock region, that are off the beaten path. The average visitor, be American or Canadian, thinks of the major places. Concord and Manchester and Nashua. And
Manchester.
Manchester. And, yes. And one of our
that's what Bob calls it.
AM 900 in Nashua carrying this program, the Willow Farm Broadcasting, Keating Wilcox.
Oh, that's great. Actually, the Monadnock region that you're talking about is very famous for small B&Bs, and that's the experience. We always try to tell people it's what you think New England's really all about.
Oh, Keene has the widest main street in all of New England. That's they bill it. They've done a great job. I'd gone through there in the late 60s, early 70s, and a lot of industries had left and have really revitalized themselves. General Tours, national tour operator, moved themselves up from New York City to locate in Keene, and they have the Ashlot River Park.
And actually, one of the huge events that's coming up in Keene, New Hampshire, that we should talk about today is the Pumpkin Festival, because they're in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most lit pumpkins in one place. And I think the number last year was 8,000 and some lit pumpkins in downtown Keene.
And they're going to try to beat that record this year.
Amen.
We have a guest coming in from the Berkshires. We drove down, of course, to the Big E through Brattleboro, Vermont, and near there was a place called Basketville, and we thought we saw a dog, the Hound of the Basketvilles, but could figure that one out.
We just pulled off the highway that time yesterday in Brattleboro and spent a relaxing hour. It's one of the typical things you can do in New England.
That's right.
So here comes a lady from the Berkshires. Tell us.
Berkshires are in western Massachusetts. We're close to Brattleboro. And similar to New Hampshire, we also have some great foliage just beginning right now. Some great skiing, lots of outdoor activities, whitewater rafting.
Hopefully, how calm or how white is the water?
Nothing Stephen would want.
We're the mountains. It's pure.
Pure.
Your thoughts, yeah.
Manny's got a couple of young visitors to the show.
Two young visitors here from Richfield, Connecticut.
It's about an hour and a half.
What's your name?
Christian Walter.
And?
Peter Wilder.
How do you like the Big E this year?
Good.
Have you been here? First time you've been here?
Does he ride the rides?
Do any of the rides yet?
He didn't ride.
Not the Mind Bender or the Twister?
You've got to get a ride passes for tonight. What about you? First time here?
First time for both of them. Okay, they're really enjoying themselves.
See, Manny, see what you do
for
New England? That's why they bow down to this man.
It's a family destination, the Big E families. It's very handicapped accessible. There are many people visiting in wheelchairs. It's handicapped accessible, the vast majority of exhibits.
Before we head to the break, we want to put in a few words for the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. We're in Dollar DeZormo, and there's, of course, across the United States, many Arthur Murray studios. If you want to learn to dance, doesn't matter whether you have two left feet, they'll teach you in a hurry. They have great professional instructors. You're going to love what you do. You're going to build up confidence. It's great exercise. I recommend it to anybody. The Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Over in Dollar DeSormo, they're on Brunswick Boulevard near Sources Road. Call them today at 421-9710. That's 421-9710. And it's time for the break. Following the break, we'll talk to a gentleman from Vermont.
Vermont Day at the Big E. Stay listening to Travel World on AM 600 on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Chad, roll the break.
Every time you call my name,
oh, Chad.
I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM 600, Montreal.
How you doing? And a happy weekend to you. I'm Lita Polson at Roy Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. Amazing stuff going on here, so check it all out, including, for all electronics, over 116 color TV models. They start 9 inches, go up to 70 inches, start at $179, and we've also got the 20-page mega circular filled with incredible offers, including giant screens for the ultimate in home theater. We have the Samsung Projection 52-inch stereo color TV, double-layer screen, digital surround sound, 1,000-line horizontal resolution digital comb filter, which increases picture resolution, 50 watt audio output, S video input for $24.99, a 36 month guarantee, and you get a VCR free with that. The Samsung forehead stereo hi-fi valued at $229 with the purchase of that color TV. And check out Videotron. We are here with digital TV for you, so check it out. Videotron and Boy Martino, all in the same place. Also check out everything in the sound rooms, the listening rooms, audition, all your electronics, household appliances, electronics. You got to ask for the extended warranty program here at Boy Martineau for all electronics.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Golfers, the final event for the Chrysler AM 600 Club Golf Tour 99, September 27th and 28th at the ever-popular Atlantide on Île Perrot, is sold out. Registered players will surely enjoy another fabulous golfing day with the exciting grand prize draw set for the 28th. Too late to join? Don't put your golf clubs away just yet. Backed by popular demand and thanks to non-stop great weather, we've booked yet another swinging event. Underway October 6th at the fabulous Le Victorien, an air sponge presentation. Just $69 for a round of golf with electric cart, a great dinner, plus your chance to win over $60,000 in fabulous trips and prizes from Coors Light and Golf USA. You may even score a golf getaway to Mont Saint-Anne, courtesy of Sportback Tours. Don't delay.
Register now. Call 334-GOLF. That's 334-4653.
Official Chrysler K92 Club Golf Tour vans provided by Jean Talon Chrysler Jeep. Golf Tour staff outfitted by Columbia.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Time flies, people fly. Always a great time on Travel World. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, coming to you from the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes, they did ask us, where are these guys? Where are these crazy people? Where is the New England Messiah of Massachusetts, the Master of Maine, the Regent of Rhode Island? The Count of Connecticut.
Too much, you guys.
People have been calling in to both the CIQC and the Liberty Works Radio Network saying, where can we get information?
Everybody, this is Manny Witt.
1-800-640-3925. 1-888-640-3925.
The other number went to a adult telephone line. So scratch the first number. Give the number again, Manny.
1-888-640-3925.
Okay, perfect. And there's a website for the Big E, thebigee.com, www.thebigee.com, and you can see what's going on this year and start planning for next year. But there's still a week to go here. It runs till...
As opposed to the Big N, which is a department store in Plattsburgh.
I just got a few final comments I just want to go through with you. First of all, I want to tell you, don't forget, tonight is Johnny Rivers on the big stage. And last year I was here, we had the YMCA, and
fortunately, they put me on the stage with the guys from the YMCA, and I was the laughingstock of over 100,000 people. This year, I am not going on that stage.
We gotta put Manny up on stage again.
No, sir, not this year. If they have to drag me, I'm not going. But I have with me a terrific...
So who's that lovely lady you're with, Manny?
A lady that is an incredible person. I met this lady maybe 5-6 years ago. She was in Hampton Beach. She used to take care of the children's programs, build sandcastles, make sure all the children were in order. Judy Dubois, she's now with the New Hampshire State Parks, I believe.
Yes.
And an incredible woman by all means.
Judy, say hello to all the stations all across North America.
Hello, and I would really hope that you would like to come visit the great state of New Hampshire and experience all that the New Hampshire Division of Parks and Recreation has to offer.
See that?
Manny, you got to talk into the mic, otherwise we can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
Now
you
can.
Now
we can hear you.
Do I have to repeat myself all over again, or just... I'll be
repeating yourself twice.
Repeating is like our dinner last night. Tim Shea joins us now. We met him last December when we were at the Inn at Essex, broadcasting live from that beautiful hotel in Essex Junction, Vermont. And he's here at the Big E representing the state of Vermont this year.
Thanks. We're thrilled to be here. Today is Vermont Day at the Big E, and we invite all those here within earshot to stop by the Vermont building. We have some great giveaways there, promoting fall foliage and the winter season that's not too far away.
It's a year-round destination. You just get through with the fall foliage, and then you're heavy into the full ski season.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about fall foliage because it's really gearing up to be a good year for us. I drove down last night. You can start to see the colors popping out, so I encourage people to get up midweek. There's still, and weekends, there's still plenty of availability. For more information, you can call 1-800-VERMONT for more statewide information on lodging, on the colors, festivals, and events for the fall foliage and for the coming ski season.
We had a lot of fun as I mentioned, we pulled off the road in Brattleboro. I'd been to Brattleboro back in 1996, so it's three years ago, and restored train station downtown, now the Brattleboro Museum, and traditional New England town in itself, but revitalized downtown core with boutiques and shops. And
15 pictured paintings in there of this one woman, Judy Heffernan, self-portrait. And they're all different. One's a picture of a telephone. That's a self-portrait of Judy Heffernan.
Probably means that she's spending most of her day on the telephone. It's one of those new age style.
She's probably manning that XXX phone line that Manny gave the phone number out for.
Oh, yeah. Maybe sure she's Dan McAleer.
Are you allowed to talk?
Sure, why not?
Okay, hold on.
Manny, who's that clown you're putting on the air?
Are you referring to me, or are you referring to the Mr.
There were lots of clowns.
J.C. Higgins here.
No, J.J.
J.J. Higgins.
Huggles.
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 Get it after a while.
I'll get it after a while.
Excuse me, ladies. Just one
my goodness,
place.
Huggles sounds like Gord Logan.
What is your function here, sir?
I just ride around.
That's all you do.
I ride around here and see the fair.
That's it.
Yeah, beats walking.
You get a free ride and that's it.
Yeah, beats walking.
How many years you been here?
This is my first time.
First time. The fair's been here 87 years.
And yeah, and one
time.
Year for me.
Now, how do you like that?
Yeah. How many years you been here?
This is my eighth year.
Yeah, 86 years and you've been here every year, huh?
This guy's a character. Almost close to you, Willem. He's getting there.
Well, they always said there were lots of clowns on the show.
Everything I know, he taught me.
That's right. And this guy is the most colorful guy I've ever seen. I mean, you got to see this. This is radio, but I'm telling you, blue,
can't
red.
Can you see on radio?
No, you can't see on radio.
Manny, what on this guy is blue?
But you got every single color that you can think of in this place.
The running board is blue.
There's and he's
no
driving
blue.
A 1942, whatchamacolit?
A
roadster.
Let's see, you want to chat.
Let's see your horn. Do your horn work?
Which one?
an ordinary horn. Oh, you heard that?
How about this one?
That's for the girls. That's for the girls.
This one you'll see on TV. I mean, on radio.
We can't even hear. Oh, that one spritzes. That's a spritzer. Okay, this one I like. Here, this I just bought
part of the rolling entertainment.
That's for Zoe. Zoe got one like that. Okay. Nice meeting you.
Manny,
hey, nice meeting
Manny,
you too.
I see why you want to talk to.
Hey, what? Hello everybody. If you're not here at the fair, there's something wrong.
Okay, that says it all.
Manny,
thank you very much.
There's a couple of little girls out here. Maybe they've ridden some of the rides. See if they'd like to tell us how they like the fair. Not her.
Did you do any rides?
Look at that face on it. I don't want to
What's
talk
your name?
To you.
Cassie.
Where are you from?
Goshen.
Where?
Goshen.
Goshen, New Hampshire? Goshen, Massachusetts.
Mass.
Okay, not far from here. They're going to have a full day at the fair today.
real family entertainment, and people...
It's okay, this guys, family entertainment, which is, makes them wonder why they put us on here.
the roving entertainment, that's part of the fun here, clowns and mimes, the mechanical man, full Main Street activity at the Big E in West Springfield, an annual tradition, an annual autumn tradition for over 80 years.
87
years to be exact.
Well, that is over 80, yes.
Yes, that is over 80.
That's close to my age already.
Doesn't look a day over 30. Yeah,
well, you guys keep me going, don't worry. So, it's really great. It's a wonderful place to be. I've got to tell you, for any Canadian who wants to come down here, it's really something. Not only Canadians, but I'm talking about all your whole network completely.
The entire network. We can recommend coming to the Big E.
Yeah.
It's New England in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's a traditional experience, a family-oriented experience, easy to get to, within 4 or 5 hours of everywhere on the East Coast, easy transportation in through Hartford. Amtrak comes in here as well into Springfield. It's the transportation center of New England.
They're on for another week?
Another week, October 3rd.
Yeah, October 3rd, that's right. Okay.
They got Trisha Yearwood down there then, too.
Yeah, it's exactly an hour and 15 minutes from White River Junction.
An hour and 15 minutes, as the airplane flies, perhaps, Manny.
As the Manny van drives.
The Manny van drives.
You're going to go in the competition with Air Subaru.
It took Air Subaru 2.5 hours to get here. Manny van gets
it took
down
here. An hour and a half, yeah. I passed Deerfield like it was gone.
Well, Manny has traveled this highway so often. I know good friend of Governor Carlucci, Maria Miles, is going to actually try to rename part of that highway, Manny Witt Highway. down the 91. He's been down there so often.
Oh, yeah, well, the Manny Witt Highway, of course, the Manny Witt Museum. Manny was here. Manny's first fax machine. See life-size mock-ups of Rosemary, Richard, Manny, and the whole office.
You guys are too much. we got a parade at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The parade, we're going to be watching
that. We're going to see Johnny Rivers at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Don't miss the circus.
There's full day of
circus.
I saw that last time we were here in 96, and it's something to see as well.
Yeah, it's all one price, $10.
$10, eh?
Nothing else to
like
pay when
bucks
you get
is
it.
$10, eh?
$10. All the entertainment is included.
and you get to see Tim.
We got one more minute to go. Anybody want to get in some last-minute shots, Tim?
No, I just want to encourage people to come to, you know, really anywhere in New England, but Fall Foliage, we have a great year coming up here.
Burlington.
The colors are looking great. There's plenty of availability in the hotels. Again, 1-800-VERMONT will give you statewide information on lodging, festival events, and where the colors are. Thanks for letting me sit in.
Well, glad to have you here. Thanks to everyone here, Doreen Tassinari and Manny Witt, putting it together here. Chad Kennedy back at Mesopotamia Broadcasting Center. Bonnie at Liberty Works in Maryland, putting the whole show on the road. Next week, we'll be back in studio at the Théâtre de Dieu Pierre in Montreal. Melanie Reffes will be with us, talking about her recent trip to Madrid and the suburban areas of Madrid, the countryside of Spain. So that's next Saturday, 11 a.m. to noon, for the Travel World Radio Show, simulcast on AM 600, CIQC Montreal, the world's first radio station, and across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm Will Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
And Manny Witt on mic. Say hello, Manny. Oh, forget that. Let's take it away, Chad. We're out of time.
My mic just went off. Okay, here we are. Say goodbye to everybody, and hope to see you here soon.
Okay, take care. Take it away, Chad.
Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. Talk Radio 600, the CIQC.